reading is a prophecy of the Lord coming to Jerusalem, coming into the world, from the 14th chapter of the prophet Zechariah. Behold, the day of Jehovah comes, and thy spoil shall be parted in the midst of thee. For I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle, and the city shall be taken, and the houses pillaged, and the women ravaged. And half of the city shall go forth into exile, and the residue of the people shall not be cut off from the city. And Jehovah shall go out and fight against those nations, as the day he fought in the day of combat. And his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east. The Mount of Olives shall be split in the midst of it, toward the sunrise and toward the west. And there shall be a very great ravine, and half of the mountain shall withdraw to the north, and half of it to the south. And you shall flee to the ravine of the mountains, and the ravine of my mountain shall reach to Azal. And you shall flee as you fled before the earth in the earthquake in the days of Uzzah the king of Judah. And Jehovah my God shall come, and all the holy ones with him. And Jehovah shall be for a king over all the earth. And in that day, Jehovah shall be one and his neighbor. An explanation of these words we read from the Apocalypse explained. Number 638. What this signifies has been explained, where it was shown that the Mount of Olives signifies the divine love. For the Mount of Olives is on the east of Jerusalem, and Jerusalem signifies the church in respect to doctrine. And every church and every truth of doctrine is illuminated and receives light from the Lord in the east. And the east in heaven is where the Lord appears as a sun. And as the sun signifies divine love, and as the east and the Mount of Olives, which is on the east of Jerusalem, have the same meaning, because that mountain, as said before, signifies the Lord's divine love, the Lord was accustomed to stay on it, as we read in the Gospels, that every day he was teaching in the temple, and every night he went and lodged in the mount that is called the Mount of Olives. And upon that mountain he spoke with his disciples about the last judgment, and that he went from there to Jerusalem and suffered, besides many other things. All these things took place because the Mount of Olives signifies divine love. And things significant because they were representative of heaven and the church were at that time conjoined with the Lord and the heaven and the world. We further about how the Lord fulfilled this prophecy of his feet standing on the Mount of Olives in the story of Palm Sunday, which we began in our recitation. It says in the Gospel of Luke, and he entered and passed through Jericho, and he went before going up to Jerusalem. And it was as he drew near to Jerusalem, to Bethany and Bethany, the Mount called Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying, go to the village opposite you. When you're entering, you shall find a colt tied that no man ever sat upon. Loose him and bring him. And if anyone asks you, why do you loose him? Then you shall tell him, because the Lord has need of him. They went and did as the Lord said, and casting, and they led it to Jesus. And casting their garments upon the colt, they set Jesus on it. And as he went, they spread their garments in the way. And when he was already near the descent of the Mount of Olives, all the multitude of the disciples, rejoicing, began to praise God with a great voice for all the works and power they had seen, saying, blessed be the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. And some of the Pharisees who were among the crowd said, teacher, rebuke thy disciples. And he answered and told them, I say to you, if these should be silent, the stones would cry out. And when he was near, seeing the city, he wept over it, saying, oh, that thou hadst been only known, even thou, and indeed, and this day, the things which belong to thy peace. But now they are hidden from thine eyes. For the day shall go upon thee, and the enemy shall cast a rampart around thee, and shall surround thee, and shall beset thee on every side. And they shall lay thee level with the ground, and thy children with thee, and they shall not leave in thee stone upon stone, because thou knewest not the time of thy visitation. And he went into the temple and began to cast out them who sold therein and them who bought, saying, It is written, My house is a house of prayer, but you have made a cave of robbers. And he taught daily in the temple. And in the day he was teaching in the temple, but the going out at night, he stayed in the mountain called the Mount of Olives. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it.